ESPN 97.5.
I got to imagine, though, I mean, your first at bat obviously went incredibly well, and I want to hear your emotions and your reactions after that. You got the hit, but the next at bat, I mean, your story is so incredible, Tyler. I mean, coming from Western Carolina, 33rd overall pick, $1,000 signing bonus, it's improbable. It's why fans love sports. Your story, right. Just up until this point, was there a moment after that pitch hit you in the hand where you were like, oh, come on? After all this, after everything I've been through, now this happens in my second at bat in the major leagues. Come on now.
It was definitely scary. I mean, it was so cold. I couldn't really even feel my fingers stuff. So I didn't really know what happened, but luckily everything was good. It was no issues. So yeah, I mean, it was scary at first, but yeah, I mean, it's fine. So it's no big deal.
You had a tremendous representation there at the game watching you yesterday. You had your head baseball coach, you and Bobby Miranda from Western Carolina. You had a ton of family there with you yesterday. I mean, just describe that for a second, the emotion. I mean, you tweeted the other day, you know, you went to the September 11th Memorial. You were in fifth grade during the 9/11 attacks. And then, you know, here you are in New York City playing in Yankee Stadium, playing in the Bronx, and you've got all your family there watching you. Just for a second, describe, like, what it was like having all the people who are closest to you there taking this all in with you.
It was amazing. I mean, they were only here for one game, so they had to scramble to even stay yesterday because of the rain out. And all of them did eventually. They figured it out, and they got to stay. So it was awesome. And then getting on that bat and being able to come through for them and get a hit was great. I mean, I'm so happy they were able to see my first hit. And I mean, it was just, like you said, I mean, it was surreal. It's a surreal feeling. And yeah, I'm just very, very happy that they were able to see it.
ESPN 97.5.